In the United States, the powerful gun lobby is predicting that any attempt to introduce new gun laws will fail because most Americans won't support them. The National Rifle Association says a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines won't work, and that the last time such a ban was in place, the Columbine High School shooting still occurred. From Washington, Kim Landers reports.
2 days after the NRA called for armed guards in all American schools as its response to the Connecticut primary school massacre, the group's CEO, Wayne LaPierre, has agreed to be interviewed, and he's dismissed a possible ban on assault weapons.
I keep saying it, and you just won't accept it. It's not going to work. It hasn't worked. Dianne Feinstein had her ban, and Columbine occurred.
A 10-year ban on assault weapons began in 1994. The Columbine shootings happened 5 years later, while the ban was still in place. It's now expired, but Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein plans to reintroduce it within weeks, although Wayne LaPierre doubts it'll pass Congress this time.
I think that is a phony piece of legislation, and I do not believe it will pass for this reason. It's all built on lies that have been found out. They say these guns are more powerful. Not true. They say they make bigger holes. Not true. They say they lose larger bullets. Not true. They say they're weapons of war. Not true.
Mary Frignotis is a firearms research specialist at the Harvard Injury Control Center.
You know, trying to talk about guns in the U.S. and gun violence in the U.S. without talking about guns is like trying to talk about lung cancer and how to prevent lung cancer without talking about cigarettes.
She says while America's rates of violence are not very different to other Western countries, it's the access to guns that makes a difference to the murder rate.
Our homicide rate is 6.9 times higher than the rate in other high-income countries, and that is driven by the firearm homicide rate here. So what you're seeing is we have more guns here than other industrialized nations, and those guns are making what would otherwise be a violent encounter, but people would survive, a lethal encounter.
Any new ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines will not be retrospective. Dr. Scott Melzer is an associate professor of sociology at Albion University in Michigan, and he's the author of a book, Gun Crusaders, the NRA's Culture War.
There was a rush on the purchasing, manufacturing and purchasing of those weapons right before the ban. We see those similar guns flying off the shelves right now. So, you know, as I read somewhere, the genie's out the bottle.
The NRA gives a rating to America's politicians, and it helps to fund the campaigns of those who are pro-gun rights. But when questioned about the group's political clout and how it wields its power, Wayne LaPierre says it simply comes from its 4 million members and wider public backing.
Our support is always the American people, decade in and decade out. The strength of the NRA is the American public, and I believe they are on our side to defend freedom.
Dr. Scott Melzer believes the NRA remains an effective political force.
Republicans in the House of Representatives will be leery of supporting any gun control for fear of the NRA trying to run gun rights candidates against them in the next primary, the next election. So I suspect their power is still significant.
President Barack Obama wants policies to reduce gun violence to be on his desk next month. This is Kim Landers in Washington for AM.